Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EP. And if you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Sam Stein, co-founder and CEO of the Great American Turkey Company, which is on a mission to help people eat healthier by making turkey America's next big protein. The company's delicious chef-crafted, healthy, and easy-to-prepare turkey strips and sausages are now available in stores and online. And Sam joins us today, having recently launched the brand at public supermarkets throughout the Southeast. How exciting is that? And Mr. Stein, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, thanks for having me. Really excited to be joining you.
Hey, you bet, and looking forward to hearing all the details on this as well. So, first of all, what inspired you and your co-founders to create this new brand of turkey products?
Absolutely. So firstly, I'd like to say that all of us at Great American Turkey Company live by sort of a shared mission to help all Americans eat better, but also ultimately feel better, and more importantly, feel better about their food choices. So part of the driving force behind our mission and helping Americans do that has been to make turkey, specifically America's next big protein. Number one is just bringing its nutritional value to bear. Most people understand that it's the leaner protein than beef and chicken. But also it's a healthier alternative to chicken, which Americans already consume way too much of. So we think that there's a lot of runway and a lot of excitement around the category if we can bring that to bear and help consumers understand that and make it America's first bird even more tasty. Part of what inspired us was sort of a combination of factors. So our chairman and my co-founder, Kirk Posman-Torr, he's had a longstanding career in helping build brands. And he actually went to his cardiologist a few years back due to some health concerns. And his cardiologist recommended turkey, given all of its lean protein benefits. But when he went to the grocery store, he found that options were way too limited. And a lot of them wasn't that tasty. It was limited to a lot of ground options and just bland or whole bird like you eat in, once a year on Thanksgiving. So that sort of led him to create the idea and the brand, which is when I sort of joined him alongside our other co-founders, James Beard Award winner, Chef Michelle Michon and George Faison, both of which have had 25, 30 plus year careers in pioneering clean meat, sustainable foods, and clean ingredients. So we're proud and privileged to have them by our side as sort of the founding fathers of our business. And together, we sort of helped create this line of new turkey products that no one's really ever seen before that are both healthy and, more importantly, delicious. And we only use clean ingredients. Our formulation process is inspired by years of their experience and their knowledge as sort of some of the forefathers of clean meat and clean ingredients. Another important part of the inspiration for creating our brand was when Kirk joined the board of an organization called Wholesome Wave, which is a nonprofit organization actually founded by Chef Michelle Michon that's committed to creating affordable, healthy food to underserved neighborhoods around the country. So because we support that belief that every American should be able to eat healthier, no matter who they are or where they live, we made Wholesome Wave a big part of our company and through donations and also some support through a lot of the revenues that we generate with our grocery and food service business to support their mission. So we're really proud to be a part of Wholesome Wave. We're inspired by the work they do every day to make positive impacts around across communities across America, and just really proud of our founding team and the products we brought to bear just a little bit over a year ago to help Americans eat healthier and feel good about the choices they make.
And that certainly is some tremendous news to lead things off here today. Good stuff. Now, why do you think consumers will embrace this new brand? Get into some of the details on what you're seeing now.
Yeah, absolutely, Eric. And I think I alluded to some of it just about some variety in the market, just given how much chicken consumers have been consuming over the last 10 years, as well as beef, which has been a mainstay in Americans' diet. But to put it simply, we've made America's first bird turkey just really, really tasty. And consumers wanted something that was different, something that was healthier in beef and more inspiring and just frankly different than chicken. And so what we did to do that was we brought both Chef Michelle Nichon's and George Faison's culinary muscle to the table. Both are James Beard Award winners. They had a couple non-negotiable rules that everything we made needed to have clean marinades, clean ingredients, and this really artisanal, craft focus on how to bring our products to bear. So first and foremost was just tasty and delicious. You got to start there, because if you can't nail that, then you're nowhere, and it needs to taste good. The other piece is, you know, just the health component. We'll get to that in a bit more, because health means a number of things, but it starts with clean ingredients. Then it also goes on the nutritionals, and it's the quality of the meat as well, which is an ingredient and input in our products as well. And the last piece, the last pillar is really, it's incredibly easy. You know, convenience, people are time starved. Everyone's busy in today's world, and they're balancing and juggling a lot of things. So it's not necessarily the microwavable convenience, but it's a convenience of the buyer and, you know, the mom or dad that still wants to cook for their kids, but doesn't want to sacrifice on quality. So what you can do with our strips, for instance, which is one of our best-selling and top SKUs, is that you can drop them in a pan in less than 4 minutes right out of the pack. You can cook them up, and it's a center-of-the-plate protein item that you can pour over a bed of lettuce or a bed of rice, and you can feed a family of three or four, and you're ready to go. And that marinade it's a real marinade. You know, it's not there's no nasty preservatives or junk starches or stabilizers in there to prolong shelf life or any of that. What we really do is it's a true marinade that's not diluted down like a brine. And so you can be really happy and excited about what's entering your kitchen and what you're putting forth on the plate for the family. And, you know, I'm no chef, but I can tell you it's extremely simple. I eat it 4 or 5 times a week. It takes no time at all. And then you don't need to necessarily be savvy in the kitchen to create this fresh, clean, delicious, and healthy meal in a matter of minutes. So that's why I think the consumers will embrace the new brand, why we're excited about what the Great American Turkey Co. is bringing to the market.
And with reason to be excited as well, tell us, everyone has challenges, and of course we can always learn from hearing how you tackle those challenges. What are the biggest challenges that your brand has faced so far?
Absolutely. So one challenge that's unique to the Great American Turkey Co. is that turkey really wasn't on most Americans' radar. You know, it is once a year when you eat it with your family at Thanksgiving, but I think for the other 364 days of the year, really bringing that to bear and keeping it top of mind for Americans and when they enter the grocery stores is our biggest challenge. You know, I think that some folks have the what I believe to be the misperception that turkey is super dry or bland. It is when you have to buy a whole bird that's 3 or 4 times the size of a rotisserie chicken, which is what we typically do on the Thanksgiving holiday. However, what we tried to bring to the market is a different spin on that, which is making it super convenient, well apportioned, in sizes that are more approachable for doing a quick weeknight meal for your family. And so, you know, our new retail press come in about 12-ounce sizes. And as I said, feed a family of three or four, pre-marinated, so that you're not cooking a whole bird. And so that's been our unique challenge, just educating the consumer. Most folks already understand that it's a leaner, healthier protein. So we have that in our favor. And then it's just about letting them know that it can taste delicious, tender, juicy, and it's really easy and convenient. I think then another challenge that we face is that there's a lot of claims about, you know, healthy foods out there. I put that in air quotations. And it leaves consumers a little bit confused about what it actually means to eat healthier. You know, we oftentimes reference a national study in 2019 that was done by partners in Napier called Healthy Eating in America. And that says that most Americans sort of understand the importance of eating healthy, 78%. The data also showed that only about 54% are often or always trying to eat healthy, but only about 45% of those folks successfully deliver on that promise to themselves on a regular basis. So what it tells us is that they believe in eating healthier, but they struggle to do it in their daily lives. So there's this confusion about what really is healthy. And to us, to make true on our promise, it really comes down to the quality of the meat, the quality of the ingredients, and then also our formulation process and the recipes and the actual tasty profile. So there's a couple things that we maintain on our packaging and to all of our fans out there, which is, you know, we do certified humane. We care about animal welfare and where our turkeys are raised and where they're coming from, you know, on family-owned North American farms who have been great partners alongside us as we expand and grow. You know, also no antibiotics ever or no added hormones. You know, getting the drugs out of the food system, that's highly important to us, and we think that all food entrepreneurs should be passionate about that. And then it's also just about the quality of the ingredients. As I alluded to earlier, you know, no preservatives to prolong shelf life, no starches, stabilizers, or gums. Pre-marinades have gotten a sort of a nasty name in the food industry just because they've had all those things, or they've been diluted down to save costs. You know, for us, because we have this sort of chef and James Beard award-winning heritage, those are things that we don't sacrifice on. And so it's making good on that promise to consumers, and hopefully we do that day in and day out. And so consumers are acutely aware about their eating behaviors and that they're not measuring up to them. And so that's, you know, back to my original point, that is exactly what the Great American Turkey Company is here to change.
Well, we certainly appreciate the report, and certainly is informative. Today we're joined by Mr. Sam Stein, co-founder and CEO of the Great American Turkey Company, which is on a mission to help people eat healthier by making turkey America's next big protein. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, speaking of Publix earlier, tell us about your new announcement with Publix in the Southeast and your launch strategy in key markets.
Yeah, absolutely, Eric. So we're really excited about our launch here at Publix Supermarkets at the beginning of February. They're our first major retail partner since we came to market selling online and through various smaller grocery stores, natural, especially independent throughout the country. Publix is a phenomenal partner. We're proud and humbled every day to be partnering with them. I'm actually an Atlanta native, so just by nature, that's where I shop growing up with my family, by nature of them being concentrated in the Florida and Georgia areas of the country. And to launch and mark this occasion, we launched a massive sampling experience in February, actually, at the South Beach Food and Wine Festival that was sponsored by the Food Network and the Cooking Channel, which was really exciting for us. We had the chance and the privilege of interacting with, you know, over 5,000 folks who sampled our product, and we had a display on the product. It was just a really exciting event. And then also going forward, we're setting our sights on engaging the media and consumers in core Publix markets like Tampa, Orlando, and Atlanta. And we'll be launching a new social media campaign as well soon to engage with customers throughout the country to give away coupons and products to spread the news that America's next big protein sort of has arrived. So, we're going to try and drive people to retail outlets nationwide as we grow. We're launching other banners as well. And we'll be in over 1,500 stores and growing every day this quarter. So really excited to announce our launch with Publix. And again, proud, privileged, and humbled to be featured in their store with our top six products. We have three pre-marinated strips on shelves there, as well as three of our delicious sausages.
As we conclude today, and of course, every business needs goals in place, even if it's not only in business, but personally as well, to succeed. Again, as we conclude, what are your top three goals for this brand this year in 2020?
Absolutely. Thanks, Eric. And I think that our top three goals for as a new brand, you know, just a little over a year old in 2020, you know, from a business perspective, we want to see the Great American Turkey Company strips and our sausages in many of the top 10 major retailers nationwide. You know, I think Publix is a great start, and we're talking to some other folks that we'd be proud to be partnering with. And I think that's a major goal of ours heading into this new year. And then number two, you know, while we're certainly a better-for-you food company, we also see ourselves sort of as a lifestyle brand that's dedicated to helping Americans eat better and, as I said at the top of our conversation, also feel better about some of the choices they make with their food purchases. So we're going to continue to engage with all of our customers and fans nationwide to, you know, create clever ways to interact with our customers and raise awareness about the healthy benefits of turkey, you know, really getting that across. I think one example of that is we created the Secret Turkey Club. You might have heard of it, but this is a group of folks that are trying to keep turkey a secret for themselves, despite our efforts to bring it nationwide. So check us out at www.thesecretturkeyclub.com, and you'll sort of see what they're up to. But just having a lot of fun with it. Trying to help raise awareness about turkey and why we think it's the next big protein. And so that's really our third pillar for 2020 is we want to change how Americans really think about turkey and show that there's a long-term benefit and there's a new bird in town that's not only healthier, but we can also make super delicious and tastier and more convenient than a lot of the other alternatives on shelf. So it's going to be a big year for us, and just really appreciative of you guys having me on today, Eric.
Certainly was our pleasure to have you, Mr. Stein, and certainly appreciate what you're doing through the Great American Turkey Company. If you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information on the Great American Turkey Company online.
Yeah, absolutely. We're featured a few banners across the Midwest as well as the Northeast, and we'll be expanding westward as well. If you go to thegreatamericanturkeyco.com, we've got a store locator where you can see all of the locations that we're currently in, and we'll be expanding and growing this year, and we'll keep consumers updated. You can also follow us on our social channels across Instagram and Facebook at The Great American Turkey Co. Welcome anyone and everyone to the family, and just appreciate any support and feedback.
You bet. And again, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you and the company all the best.
Thanks so much, Eric. Really appreciate the time.
Anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. Sam Stein, the co-founder and CEO of the Great American Turkey Company, which is on a mission to help people eat healthier by making turkey America's next big protein. And for further details, visit greatamericanturkeyco.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.